This is Tim Hamrich with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, December 11th. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released their World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE, report Tuesday. The number everyone is looking at is ending stocks. World ending stocks were reported at or slightly above trade estimates for corn, soybeans, and wheat, with the overall effect of being neutral to bearish most agricultural commodity markets. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Schellady.
WASDE came out, the USDA report came out today. And shock, no real shock. So that's probably one of the few times this year I can say that. Again, this isn't one that we're really looking to have any big changes. It's going to be the January report. So nothing in this report really jumped out to surprise anybody. So, as you were, is what the saying would be.
Despite the ho-hum reaction to the report by traders, the grains persisted to end the day slightly in the positive. Chicago wheat futures closed up a penny to 5.23 and a half. March corn closed up a penny and a quarter to 3.77. Soybeans were up 4 cents to 9.01 and a quarter. Live cattle were in the red, closing down 17 and a half to 124.57 and a half. But feeders held strong, up 12 and a half to 141.65. News of the WASDE report was overshadowed today by news of an agreement between House Democrats and the White House on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. The deal will replace the 25-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement. This has been your midweek Market Line Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.